This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, the Niners lead the Packers 24-23. This is all you need to know at all, in my view, about the Green Bay Packers, that they're not going anywhere. In my opinion, if you give up 24 points, basically 21 in the first half to the San Francisco 49ers with C.J. Beathard as your quarterback. Now, look, the kid played at Iowa. I don't think he's the worst quarterback I've ever seen. He's got a nice arm. He throws deep balls well. He hits Goodwin. Boom, they scored twice. The guy had a 178 and two TDs in the first half. You know, this is what I'm telling you. If you give up that to that guy, what do you think you're going to do in the playoffs against someone that's really good? Because your defense sucks, and if you can't beat the San Francisco 49ers, they were favored by 9.5, and literally that's what it should have been, right? So if you can't beat them by 10, you basically are going nowhere. If you ask me, they are going nowhere based on what I'm seeing tonight. The Niners are pushing them around. Their defense sucks. That's all there is to it. Boom. That's it. I don't care if you have Aaron Rodgers, if you can't stop anybody, right? I mean, this is one of the worst teams in football that's rolling all over you.
Yeah, not just that you can't stop anybody. You can't stop C.J. Beathard and Marquise Goodwin. Like, this isn't, you know, some premier matchup. This isn't Gronk and Brady.
Goodwin's one of the fastest guys in the league. He's got blazing track speed, but they never get him the ball. I think Garoppolo would have given him the ball a lot, but Beathard has been hitting him, and the guy's got massive speed, and he proved it tonight with a 67-yarder and like a 35-yarder. I don't know how long the second one was, but it was pretty impressive. So there you go.
Can I ask you guys a quick question?
Yes.
Okay, so Moff and Pharrell, can you make an argument that you could take Shanahan over McVay? That McVay has the more talented players, but in terms of coaching, X's and O's, you take Kyle Shanahan.
Look, they're both, I think, you know, young coaches that have excelled. Okay, Shanahan had some other jobs as an offensive coordinator, so I think we are more familiar with the guy, right, over the last 5 years, 7 years. So I don't think anyone knew, like normal, every day-to-day people had heard of Sean McVay, right? No one had ever heard of him unless you're in deep NFL circles. Like if you're on the inside, you covered a league, you cover a team, you cover coaches, you would know him, right? So I don't think anybody knew him. I think McVay, clearly you're right, has more talent than the Niners. So it's making him look real good. All this talk about his genius, and he remembers every play of his entire life, and he's got this photographic memory and all that. I just don't care about that. I mean, what did that photographic memory get him when it was 33-31, they barely beat Seattle? Did that help him, the photographic memory of Russell Wilson continually scoring on him? I mean, I don't see what – they're always bragging about how he's smarter than everybody. I just don't buy that. It's simple. You could be the smartest coach in the world. If your players don't execute, you lose to the San Francisco 49ers, okay? So that's what happens. You could be the smartest guy in town and have the hottest chick, but, bottom line is, if you don't execute, she's going to leave you, and if you don't execute, your team's going to lose. So, in other words, you know, I thought that summed it up pretty well, execution-wise, with the leg and with the team. So I think McVay has done better because he has more talent, so I would agree with that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.